When God introduces himself to Moses and makes this appearance to Moses, he defines himself as a God who forgives. By every definition of a violation, iniquity, transgression, and sin. In Psalm 32, the psalm begins, "How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity." This is a blessing from God that he forgives, that he does not hold against us our sins. In Psalm 85, the psalmist begins, "O Lord, you showed favor to your land. You restored the captivity of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your fury. You turned away from your burning anger." And again in the Psalms, and there are other places, I'm only giving you illustrations. Psalm 130 is a similar testimony to God's forgiveness. "Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear me. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you." Perhaps one of the most beautiful statements regarding the forgiveness of God is in the first chapter of Isaiah, that wonderful statement in verse 18. "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool." This is God's forgiveness. And the sins were serious. If you read the rest of the chapter, he paints a vivid portrait of just how sick and just how sinful Israel was, and yet how ready his forgiveness is. In 43 of Isaiah and verse 25, I, God giving testimony to his own nature, I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Wow. Wiping them out, obliterating them from the record and even from his own